Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. This is the only show of its kind. We're here for you. You can call us and ask us a question on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. Any legal subject, doesn't matter. Landlord, tenant, could be property disputes, boundary lines, surveys, easements, divorce, custody. We're here to serve you. 303-713-8255. That's 713-8255 at Bell and Pollock. We educate and advocate. You know, by the way, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? Championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We have six books there. They're all free. Free is for me. You can download an e-copy free anytime at championsofthepeople.com. If you want a hard copy, all you got to do is call the studio right here at 303-713-8255. 713-8255. We'll be glad to give you a hard copy. If you come by our law firm during the week, we'll just give you a hard copy right there. And if we have time, we'll buy you a cup of coffee. 303-713-8255. Don't forget today, our show, our injury show, the Champions of the People injury show from 10 to 11 on 850 AM KOA. It's a 1 hour show. We try to break down the details and get down to the details. You know, we did a show recently called Artificial Intelligence. How do insurance companies use computers and artificial intelligence to defeat and beat your injury claim? Right now, talking to us live on KHOW is Robert. Good morning, Robert. Robert, are you there? Hello, Robert. Must have a problem with Robert.
Push the right button.
Oh, here we go. All right. What's up, Robert?
Hey, good morning. I haven't spoken with you in a while.
No, it's been many moons.
It's been a while, Robert.
Yeah,
how you been doing?
It's a domestic water issue. I live in a mobile home park. Actually, it's a manufactured home park. That's the new moniker for it. Manufactured home. We've had free water for the last 19 years, free domestic water. And now they've installed water meters under a new management. And we're expected to pay for the new charge for water. And I was wondering where I stand without having signed a new lease and still under the guidelines of the old lease, which didn't mention water or paying for water, where I stand for not paying for the water when they instituted.
Who's charging you for the water? The mobile home park,
yeah,
or the
ownership.
Or I mean to say, or the company who's does the mobile home park the ownership? Are they the ones who supply the water?
Yes.
They haven't
in the past. In other words, it's the same water system under the previous ownership, now under the current one.
In the past, was it in the leases that you had that the water was going to be
never mentioned? But it was free for 19 years for everyone. It was never mentioned, and having not signed a new lease and being asked to pay for water, I wonder where I stand on this, not paying for water or paying for it and then protesting it.
Well, Brad's asking the right questions, but I got to tell you, you always go down to the enabling document, the derivative document, the genesis of the whole thing, which is the lease and or the declarations and covenants of your park, okay?
Yes.
And so you signed a new lease and you say it's silent?
No, we haven't signed a new lease.
No, you've not signed a new lease. So you got the old lease in effect and it's silent on water rights?
Yes.
All right. And so the next step, the next legal logical step is to look at the covenants and see what they say. They may override or control anyway. They may not, but the lease is silent, right?
Yes, I mean, where do I stand? Can they start to charge for something that they haven't charged for the past 19 years?
Well, I'd want to see the paperwork, but I have a little problem because I think this is a backhanded way to raise your rent, and I don't think,
Exactly.
And when I'm looking at it, I'm going, okay, they start adding all these fees and expenses and everything else. It's actually just raising the rent in the middle of the lease term.
Yeah, they want to recoup the cost of having purchased the park.
Yeah, and they're doing it in the middle of a lease term. And they can always say they want to increase rent when it comes time for a new lease, but I'm not
I see that. In fact, they're going to, and that's already been I have some Section 8 payment for myself, and they've already told me what my new payment's going to be. So the new payment is reasonable for everyone else that lives here. There are about 60 residents, 60 properties. And the raise in rent is proper for the improvements they're making currently, but the water doesn't fit into that.
Okay, but what is the new charge?
It hasn't shown up yet. That's what I'm trying to anticipate before they charge me, and then I protest that I want to have a footing before they start charging for it. I suppose it's going to be what the Boulder water rates are. We're on an individual system here.
Okay, let's break this down to a simple component. Door number one. There's nothing. We need to look at the paperwork. And do you have covenants that you know if you have covenants and declarations and recorded covenants at all?
No.
You don't know, or there are none?
There aren't any.
Okay, so that's door number one. Then, so it's kind of it's silent. There's no provision on it. Then door number two is it doesn't provide for it in the lease. So we need to help you write a letter, a demand letter to the owners or whoever they are. We'll be glad to do that. And demand that they identify the legal authority they have to do this.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, to me, it's nothing more than a backhanded way to try to raise the rent when they start charging you for other amenities that you've got in the park.
That's what I see. I mean, they can when they gave us a sample lease quite a while ago, 6 months ago. No one signed it yet. It said, and any improvements in the future would be by signing the lease would be up to them. So. It's like an open door for them to continue to charge things that we have no idea.
Well, Ben, that language is critical. You know, up to them for what? The language is critical, right?
That's right, and it's sort of a trap. So people signing it with this open door are signing their rights away.
Right. It's easy to buy stuff at the store when you're using somebody else's checkbook, and in this case, that's what they're saying. They're going to do the improvements, but it sounds like they think they can pass them on to you. And that's something that has to be looked at, especially when you say, and that's what one of the golden comments you've made here is that there's been no lease change. It's the same lease. You're still in the middle of lease. Is it a year to year lease or do you have to sign a loan?
It's month to month, but it's there have been no changes, no any abrogations for the 19 years I've been here.
When's the last time you signed a lease, Robert?
19 years ago.
Okay, and do you still have a copy of that lease?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of times, rather than month to month, those leases roll over for the identical time period, and if it's a 1 year lease,
that's what's been happening. Yes,
it just rolls over for a year.
Well, we can help you write a letter, but it would be very helpful if you could round up some people that are if we create numbers of people that are making this request or demand. But let's look at the bigger picture for a second. When somebody buys, like a mobile home park or a business or an entity, but they buy the mobile home park, then they buy it and have to take the leases as they are. Yeah. And so the lease language controls. I mean, maybe if it's month to month, they can probably cancel it or do something with it fairly quickly. But they can't just come in and say, we changed the lease language. Right, Brad?
Right. They can't. But what worries me is this, Robert, and why I don't want to rock this boat till we look at it. I'm worried if you're at the end of your lease.
Oh no! It's I mean, when I die, I'll be at the end of my lease. But that's no mention has been made of that, or any time forward when we sign a new lease with them. It's not been specified yet, so everyone's sort of waiting for a new lease, and will it specify a number of things we don't know yet. So,
okay,
do we have to wait that until that appears?
No, I want to get your paperwork and look at it. Like I said, what I want to make sure we're not, and you said you're not. No, I'm going to take your word for it right now because you're at the end of the lease. The best way they take care of you complaining about the water is they just evict you or they don't renew your lease.
That's exactly right.
And they say, okay, well, you can't stay here if you don't like the fact that we now charge water and, go somewhere else.
Precisely.
And I don't want to get you evicted or thrown out because they all of a sudden say you don't have a lease. That's why I want to see the documents so I know what rights you have and how long you're entitled to stay there under your current circumstances, even if they want you out. Not if they just talk to you about things, but if they're saying, how do we get rid of Robert? I want to make sure we got the documentation where they can't get rid of you. Or we know what they can and can't do.
Right. A good lawyer approach here would be to look at the legality of it and then see what the practical impact might be, right?
Yeah, I'm sort of on a very good, I think, footing here. I'm 81 years old now, so I'm in a sort of a golden era with Boulder and how it's concerned with Boulder handling their seniors.
Right, so balancing the legal rights and remedies versus a practical solution is always at the back of every good lawyer's mind. We'll help you, Robert, so give Kevin your information, and we'll be glad to call you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for the call. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we're here for you. Our Champions of the People Injury Show today at 10 o'clock on 850 KOA. Every Saturday, 10 to 11, 1 hour. because we're the champions of the people. We'll be right back.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Ask Alexa to play 630 KHOW on iHeartRadio. Then you can hear John Caldera tomorrow night at 5.
Getting 630 KHOW from iHeartRadio.
If Denver's talking about it, you'll hear it on 630 KHOW.
At CDW, we get modern servers need to be flexible.
Flexible, scalable, and predictable. I predicted you'd say that.
Okay, what would I say next?
Probably something about server security.
Impressive and freaky. CDW can implement secure Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Gen 10 servers that improve speed and performance while reducing costs.
See, predictable.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it.
I predict a web address.
CDW.com/HPE.
I'm in your mind, man.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere. Your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute. Brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. You're in an accident. Boom! You're hit from behind. You were sitting in a stoplight. It wasn't your fault. Now you have the insurance adjusters calling you. Now you have all kinds of questions. Now you have forms they want to send you for you to fill out and send back to them. Now they want you to sign releases. Do you know what to do? They know what to do. They're highly trained. Do you know how to win this war? Can you win this war? Is it a war? Yes, it's a war. Yes, you can win the war. But you can't do it without the knowledge and information that you need. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've written 6 books. They're all free. You can download an e-copy of any of our books, and they give you information. You get a free initial consultation from us at any time. Bell & Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
It's Saturday morning. I'm thinking breakfast. I'm thinking Caitlin's Original Mile High with a mountain of hash browns with red or green chili, cheddar and jack cheese, 2 eggs any style, and toast, pancakes, or flour tortilla. And I think I'll get that with bacon. Or maybe I'll get their incredible huevos rancheros. Oh no, I forgot about their incredible breakfast burritos. I love Caitlin's Carne Adobada burrito. The hardest part about going to Caitlin's is trying to choose. Well, I guess the good news is I can catch the rest of Bell & Pollock on the radio on the way, and the kids are always entertained with Caitlin's baskets filled with fun. Kids, get ready! We're going to Caitlin's!
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed our law firm in 1984 with a vision and mission to helping injured victims and their families. Then it morphed into, years ago, this show, because it dawned on Brad and I that people don't have the information. They have no place to go. They have nobody on their side. They have nobody telling them, educating them. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. Just go to our website. Come in for a free initial consultation. But the books are there for you. You know, and so Brad and I, in recent weeks, we've talked about trucking cases. We've talked about brakes. We talked about that horrible, horrific truck crash. We've talked about bicycle accidents. We've talked about hit and runs. We've talked about being injured in concussions. We've talked about, and if we have enough time today, we're going to talk about these scooters and this mobile transportation phenomenon that's sweeping America, et cetera, and the legalities of all that. But the point of all this is this, and you've heard us preach on this many times. The point of it is this. I can't tell you how many times Brad and I get sick in our stomach. People come into our office and they have a situation and there's not enough insurance or there's no insurance on the other side. And we ask them what, Brad? What's the question we ask everybody?
We always ask them, how much insurance do you have? What is your MedPay and what is your UIM, underinsured motorist, or your uninsured motorist coverage? And, you know, sometimes we get people that have $250,000 of coverage, and a lot of times we can get it for them. I mean, okay, we got it. We'll get it in for you. Other times we have people who don't have any coverage. They've waived it. And if you have an agent who even suggests waiving your MedPay.
Change agents.
Or your UIM, you have to change agents. Get away from that agent. That agent doesn't care about you. They care about a quick sale where they're going to make money off your premiums. They're going to get a commission. And they care about just making a quick sale. Get an agent who's going to talk to you and encourage you. I'm not saying require, but is encourage you to get your underinsured, your uninsured motorist, who's going to encourage you to get your med pay. So if something happens, you've got coverage. That way, when a big truck that only has, from a trucking company, only has five trucks, comes down and kills four people and causes untold additional injuries, you're able to look to your own insurance to recover for the injuries that occurred when you know there's not enough money to pay for the injuries.
We're dead serious about this. Think about this, and we've talked about it. This horrific trucking crash, right? Five trucks. A Texas company owns five trucks. How much insurance do you think they have? And we did a whole show on this. We broke down the components of how you go after this, how you approach this, how you protect your rights. But think about it. Five drivers, five trucks. And the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations require and say a minimum of $750,000. That's not for everybody. So if somebody was sitting in our office saying this happened, Brad, we would ask him, what's your UIM coverage? But how does that work? Because if there's not enough insurance from the at-fault people, right? At-fault anybody. Somebody rear-ended you or a truck crash or hit you on your bicycle. If there's not enough insurance, where do you go?
And I'm not making a political statement. We've got a new drug that we're going to be dealing with in the city and county of Denver that can expand past that. We all know it looks like, anyway, from the initiative that magic mushrooms have passed. One of the things when you start reading about it, when you start reading about the mushroom grow kits, when you start reading about the use of the magic mushrooms, you find that they say it's very much stated that it's unsafe to drive while using them. Now, we can talk about the responsibility of the people who are using them and not using them, and I'm not casting a net over anybody, but I will say if we think for a minute that somebody out there, sooner or later, that's going to be using mushrooms isn't going to get behind the wheel of the car and drive, then we're crazy. We know it's going to happen. And the question is, how do we even measure it? I mean, one of the big things that happened when marijuana was legalized was, how do we measure to see if somebody's under the influence? How do we measure to determine whether or not they should or shouldn't be driving? I don't make a comment about the use of any of this. What I do make a comment about is whether or not we drive and whether or not we're safe to drive and be on the roads when we're using certain kinds of drugs. And I don't care if they're prescription drugs. I don't care if they're recreational drugs. I don't care what they are. Are we safe to be behind the wheel? And if we're not, something's got to be done. Now, what's the responsibility of a person who maybe is taking recreational drugs and decides you're going to drive? We know that responsibility is not good. And Gary and I have handled many a case where we've had drunk drivers, or drivers under the influence of some kind of drug or alcohol that have caused injury. And, you know, a lot of times, not all the time, a lot of times, though, these people don't have much insurance. They've caused significant injuries. They've caused people to have to change their lives, to lose their jobs or to be out of their jobs, to lose their income, to have to go through medical torment and medical care, to live a life that's been altered substantially. And they're doing it, and they don't have much insurance.
So we're going to ask you, if you're sitting right in our office, we're going to ask you, where's your policy, and let's look at your UIM coverage, right? Because that's what kicks in. That's what pays you. So no matter what example you want to use, if you listen to our show on this horrific truck accident on KOA, now on our website, championsofthepeople.com, and if they don't have enough insurance, where do you go? Right to your UIM. If you're hit on your bicycle by a driver that's high on anything, even prescription drug abuse, right? Prescription drug abuse, and they hit you and they have little or no insurance, where do you go? To your own UIM. So you, we're pleading with you. We're begging with you. We're telling you, you go increase your UIM today, right now. You increase it to the highest limit you can afford and get a quote, because that's where you're going to go. And people say, well, wait a minute, this is not fair. This accident was not my fault. I was T-boned. I had a head-on collision. They crossed the center line. I was on my bicycle. They don't have any insurance, or the insurance expired. So you can protect yourself right now. And do it before we hope no tragedy ever occurs, but do it now.
And it just happened 2 days ago. I was able to call a client who had a significant injury from a crash. The person who hit her did not have insurance, but she was carrying underinsured motorist coverage, and uninsured motorist coverage of $250,000. And I was able to call her and tell her we had recovered the $250,000 for her, that we were able to get the money from her own insurance company. That lady is to be applauded about the fact that she carried that kind of coverage and she had it. Now, truthfully, I wish it could have been a lot more, because I think her injuries are even greater than that. But I'll tell you one thing. We were able to get that money, and she did it because she carried the insurance coverage for herself. There wasn't a dime available from the person who had hit her.
So I would say the person who causes this tragedy, the at-fault person, has either no insurance or very little insurance, a state minimum of $25,000, or in this trucking accident, maybe $750,000 for everybody, every injured victim, every wrongful death claim, everyone. And so where do you go if there's not enough insurance? And we're teaching you. And you can call us anytime during the week at our law firm if you have any questions. People do it all the time. And if you want a copy of my own personal declaration sheet for my own car insurance, I will give it to you. I will send it to you. 303-713-8255. That's 713-8255. And we're going to talk about these magic mushrooms a little bit today, because the ordinance and the referendum, the petition passed. But how do you get these petitions? How do they work? Who gets to vote? What are the requirements? And if you've listened to our show, you know I'm a fan of always going back to the enabling document, the document or documents or law that created the entity or event or incident or the power or the delegation to with. It's fascinating law when you look at the law that way. You can do it with the United States Congress. You can do it with the state legislature. You can do it with this referendum or petition for magic mushrooms. How do we get to vote on that? That's actually passing the law. Wait a minute. I thought the legislature was the entity in power that had the right to pass laws, right? How do the people get to pass laws?
We're one of only 24 states that allows an initiative to legislation through the petition process. And that's the fact that we, through initiation, can legislate. We can put together a petition, and we can get laws on the books. We can get laws where we change laws that have already been put into effect out there, where we make a change and we do certain things.
Right. So we're going to be talking about these magic mushrooms, and we're going to get down to the legality of the whole situation, right? We're going to talk about the Colorado Constitution a little bit. We're going to talk about Schedule I drugs. And by the way, do you know what a Schedule I drug is, right? A Schedule I drug, because they're still classified as it. The magic mushrooms are classified as a Schedule I drug. Marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug. What does that mean? Bell and Pollock. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we'll be right back.
Ask Alexa to play 630 KHOW on iHeartRadio. Then you can hear a Fox News update on the hour.
Getting 630 KHOW from iHeartRadio.
If Denver's talking about it, you'll hear it on 630 KHOW.
Are you outgrowing your starter home, or you've got a kid on the way and you're looking for a bigger place to live? Well, your timing couldn't be any better. Hey, it's Ross Kaminsky for American Financing, and you know what real estate prices have been doing across the Front Range. No matter how long you've owned your current home, it's likely you've got a bunch of equity in it. Maybe it's time to take that equity out and put it toward a down payment on your forever home. Rates are the lowest they've been in over a year, so your dream home may now be within reach. I recommend American Financing because you'll get a customized loan from a salary-based mortgage consultant. They've been around for 20 years, born in Colorado, and continuously growing with our real estate market, so they know what it takes to get you into a home for less. There are never any upfront fees, and it takes only 10 minutes to start, so give them a call, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000, or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is Your Legal Minute. I think this example is going to help you. You go to sleep at night. You wake up. You slept wrong. Your neck is killing you. You have a crick in your neck. It won't go away. You go to work. It becomes aggravating. You get cranky. You have a temper. You go home. It still won't go away. You wake up day two. Same thing. It won't go away. You can't turn it to the left. You can't turn it to the right. You can't concentrate on work. What do? You hope and pray it goes away. You wake up day three. It's gone away. You tell your spouse, hallelujah, it's gone. Tell you what, when you're injured in a car crash, sometimes there is no hallelujah moment. Sometimes the injuries persist and the symptoms persist. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and this is Your Legal Minute. When you're involved in a car crash and you're injured, it's a war. Understand it's a war, but you can win the war. But you have to know how to do it. You have to take the proper steps. I tell you what, when you come to Bell & Pollock, you're not only going to get a free initial consultation, you're going to get a free legal game plan. What does that mean? We thought that concept was so important, we've developed it over 30 years of experience, and we put our experience into a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get that book on our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's free. You can download an e-copy free. You can get a hard copy if you just call our law firm at 303-795-5900, you'll get a significant, meaningful legal game plan when you come to Bell & Pollock. You'll know how to win the war on your injury claim. We can help you.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
Good morning. Welcome back. Grab your legal coffee, your legal bagel. We're going to be talking to Eric at Caitlin's right now. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's cooking
I'm
over there?
Hungry, Eric.
Yeah, well, I got plenty of things for you. We're going to start off with that breakfast special, which we're also going to run for our Mother's Day special. We started off with that, and we thought we would just carry it on right on through the week. And that's going to be our crab meat eggs Benedict. So we're going to put that on a toasted English muffin, have those poached eggs on there, of course, put that crab meat on there, some fresh baby spinach on that. We've got a new hollandaise sauce that we've tried out that's gone over real well with our regular, so we're trying that out right there. That's going to be the Mother's Day special, guys, and that's going to be the breakfast special for the rest of the week. So make sure you come in and try that out. And then our lunch special is a new one as well. We're doing what we're called a pepperoni grilled cheese sandwich. I had one the other day. Really, really good. We're taking some Texas toast. We're loading it up with some mozzarella cheese, putting some marinara sauce on there, throwing those spicy pepperonis on there as well. Really, really good sandwich right there. Different concept going on. As always, you can get our waffle cut fries or our homemade potato chips that we make right here in the house. Get those on the side. Those are great combinations right there for the lunch special. That will run all week. And, guys, every week, as always, from Monday and Friday, we're doing that early bird special. That 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. early bird special is a two-egg plate. Comes with hash browns, your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage on that. Of course, you can get that toast tortilla pancake option on the side. Those pancakes went out almost every time, but all those things are available to you there.
We got all those things going on. We got the umbrellas up. It looks beautiful out right now. Patio's ready to go. Crafts and mimosas are ready to go. Mother's Day's ready to go. We are ready to go. All kinds of things ready for you guys down here at Caitlin's today.
Hey, Eric.
Yes?
During rugby season, how many rugby players would you say you serve?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we had about a half a dozen in here just yesterday alone. They got rained out on their game in Houston, so they were here. But I would say anytime we get groups of 10, 12, 15, you know, the Glendale Raptors coming here. Great, great group of guys. Great, great supporters of the restaurant. Love to have those guys around, absolutely.
And the deck is open?
Deck is open, guys. You can bring your dog on there. Got our umbrellas up there. If you don't want the umbrella, you want to sit out in the beautiful Colorado sun, we've got that available. Tons of seating inside, tons of flat screens on, sports, watching the NBA, watching highlights from last night if you didn't see that. All kinds of things to check out.
What about Mother's Day? People can come down for Mother's Day?
Absolutely. Mother's Day, like I said, we're doing those Eggs Benedict with the crab on there. And that full menu is also available, guys. So we've got the red chili, the green chili, all scratch made, no pork in that green chili. All the options are available. Come on down. It's first come, first serve. We've got plenty of room. So if you don't want to deal with the brunches and the hassles and the two-hour waits, come on down to Caitlin's and sneak in on us, and we'll get you taken care of. Absolutely.
Hey, all right. Eric, one more thing.
Sure.
You're going to get mad at me over this. I'm sorry. But what are the chances you can get somebody to swing by one of the grocery stores or something to get a bucket of flowers, but Bell and Pollock will pay for it, and for every mother that comes in tomorrow, give them a flower?
You know what? I can absolutely do that. The girls would be overjoyed to do that. Thank you guys so much for that offer. I will make sure that happens today. We will make sure we have something ready to go for every mom that walks in the door.
We appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely.
We'll pay for it.
Just you guys, thank you so much for that.
Just let us know.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot. Where are you located?
Thank you, guys. Guys, we are at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. Now, that's one block east of Colorado Boulevard. That's in the Glendale Shopping Center. Guys, come and check us out. I guarantee you'll love it every bite of the way.
All right, Eric. Thanks a lot.
Guys.
All right, the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Don't forget about the show that follows our show, right? If you have real estate questions, it's important. The Consumer Real Estate Show, Barry and Larry, they're on every week. They're very professional. They're experts. You know, I look at the new changes to the contracts. You need somebody on your side. There's all kinds of phases to a contract. They do a great job. They can answer your questions. Sometimes they hold seminars. I don't know if they got one scheduled now, but you can ask them. And so anything real estate, you need to listen to the show that follows our show. Today at 10 o'clock, every Saturday, 10 to 11, the 850 on 850 AM KOA, we have our Champions of the People Injury Show, a one-hour show dedicated to injury subjects. Our website, we educate and advocate, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us right now, right here, 303-713-8255. That's 713-8255. And we'll answer your questions on any legal subject as we do every week. We're glad to do it. What about magic mushrooms? So this petition, this referendum that was passed by less than 2,000 votes, right? It lowered the priority for criminal prosecution. Magic mushrooms are still illegal. They're a Schedule 1 drug, just like marijuana. Schedule 1 means what, Brad? It means that there's no, basically the federal definition is that there's no medical benefit and
it's addictive. That's right. And so now there's breakthroughs that say maybe there are medical benefits. And we all know as time goes on, we do find that there's benefits to a lot of the substances we have out there, and they can be used in a way that's medically enhancing for our lives. A lot of times you've got to question, okay, if it is, does it still need to be controlled in some way, or should we just be taking it for recreational purposes, or should we be taking it without having a doctor's prescription telling us how much to take, when to take, and what effects it's going to have? And as I stated before, whether we should have a little thing on the side of the dispenser that we get it from that says, do not operate heavy machinery, do not drive when you're using this, or whatever. Because there's a lot of drugs that are very, very helpful in our lives that, you know, we shouldn't be driving with them. And we shouldn't be operating machinery. We shouldn't be doing certain things with them. But as a testament, well, first of all, you know, Gary, we're not into this to advise somebody on the criminal side. But
right.
Remember, folks, decriminalization is a whole lot different than making them legal. And, you know, decriminalization can allow use of it, of the drug. And it says the we're not supposed to be using the city and county's resources to be able to enforce some kind of criminal activity. But It's not legalization, and it hasn't changed the federal laws, and it hasn't changed laws outside the city and county of Denver. And I don't know if anybody knows what the effect's going to be if you have somebody that uses the mushrooms inside the city and county of Denver and gets in their car and drives outside the city and county of Denver into Littleton or into Golden or into Aurora, and what's going to be the effect or how it's going to be addressed. So you got to be careful. Now, I don't even know what possession, what's going to happen if you possess them in the city and county of Denver, and what happens if you drive into Aurora and you still have them.
Well, and those are all legal questions, but there's still a Schedule One. They're still Schedule One right now. They're illegal. But then how? And now we have a state or a city ordinance petition referendum that says it's a lower priority. What does that mean? And the referendum says it can't use city money and funds and resources to assist in the prosecution. What does that mean? Does that mean you can get an injunction against the city and county of Denver if they start to prosecute you because they're using money, right? They're using money. It violates the petition referendum. You got the federal law that says it's a Schedule One. Then you've got you can't use city money resources to prosecute it. But a fascinating part of the law to me in this is the federal statutes and the criminal penalties, and the state statutes and the criminal penalties. You know, in Colorado, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance is a Level 4 felony, right? Then, see if you can wrap your arms around this one. Possession is a Level 4 penalty, felony, right? Use is a misdemeanor. I was thinking about this. If you use it, you are possessing it. So possession is a felony. Use is a misdemeanor. Well, that's only a misdemeanor because you're just using it. But if you use it, you possess it. So bottom line is, it's not made legal, right? So how do you get on this? The Colorado Constitution provides a procedure for people to provide petitions or referendum. And Brad said earlier in the show that we're only one of, 24 states?
That's right, 24 states.
That allow us people to do this. Because usually the law changes by the legislature, right? You know, as Will Rogers once said, I feel like the only time my property is safe is when the legislature is out of session, right? So now you've got the people we have petitions and referendums on statewide elections as well, and local elections as well. There was a 1972 case on this, whether or not you could do this, whether or not the people in Colorado could do this. Could do what? Could have a referendum or a petition. It's, you know, so we're not talking about the pros and cons of whether we should have it, but I do want to make a point here. The Federal Drug Administration last year on magic mushrooms gave magic mushrooms a new classification. Wow. What's that called? It's called a breakthrough therapy designation. Listen to that again, a breakthrough therapy designation, and there were some studies and clinical studies being done out of England that proves that magic mushrooms have some medical benefit to treating depression, right? And so when they do, you look at the FDA for the classifications, and so you want to understand the classifications, but that's an important step. And the FDA does this when they try to expedite a process to approve a drug, right? Bell and Pollock, you can call us at 303-713-8255. That's 713-8255. We're here for you. We're ready to answer your question on any legal subject. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We'll be right back.
Your reaction.
Oh, my God.
Never gets old.
No way. Are you serious?
It's the nationwide 16K a day giveaway. Every hour. Weekdays, 4 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is John Denver, and I just won $1,000.
On 630 KHOW.
I grew up in a military family, and that's why it's important to me to remind veterans that it's time to take advantage of the VA benefits that you deserve. This is Ross Kaminsky, and I thank you, and American Financing thanks you, for your service, and want to see that you receive the greatest savings when it comes to owning a home on the land you once defended. When using your VA benefits, there's no down payment and no mortgage interest required, and you'll receive some of the lowest rates in the industry. If you're already in a mortgage, it's no problem. You can refinance any existing mortgage into a VA loan while receiving access to 100% of your home's value. That's greater than any other loan program can offer. And even though it's called a VA loan, it's available to active duty military and spouses as well, so you don't have to wait to take advantage of such incredible savings. A salary-based mortgage consultant will listen to your financial goals and customize a loan program to fit your needs. Just call 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000 or AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We talk about crashes all the time. You're involved in a crash. Your neck hurts. You think it's going to go away. You hope it goes away. Your low back hurts. You hope it goes away. But then you go to the doctor. Then you get physical therapy appointments. Then you get conservative modalities of treatment. And still, the symptoms won't go away. They're still there. You receive more treatment. You're hoping it's all going to go away. Then you miss time from work or you have to use vacation days. And you say, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. This was not my fault. Surely there's going to be some insurance company that's going to pay me. That's what insurance is for. This is a war. They're going to try to beat your claim and defeat your claim. We can help you. Bell & Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. My patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers. Or their salads. Or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
All right, here we go. The Bell & Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, welcome to all of our listeners. KRDO in Colorado Springs, KEZZ 94.1 FM in Steamboat Springs, KRAI in Craig, Colorado, and 6:30 a.m. KHOW right here in Denver. We're ready to take your call, 303-713-8255, 713-8255. Okay, Brad, let's talk about single subject petitions, because we're talking about this petition, this referendum for magic mushrooms, where there's a whole host of legal questions, but it's fascinating to look at how laws come about. Brad pointed out we're only one of 24 states that allow citizens to do this, right? So you're going to do a referendum, you're going to do a petition. What's about the single subject?
The single subject rule, and you know, I think a number of you probably understand that, but a number of you don't. First of all, understand that there's not very many states, and we do have, and we are one of the states where you can put a law into effect. You can petition for it. You can properly start an initiative process. You can follow the initiative hoops that you have to jump through. You can get the signatures necessary to put a law into effect. It sounds like it's pretty daunting because a lot of times the referendum or the amendment will take a number of signatures, but the people who went for the mushrooms, they did it in about $22,000 was spent. That's it. Their highest contributor was, I think, about $10,000. After that, the next one was $1,500. So you have to understand that there's ways to get what you want on the ballot and to have people decide whether or not they're going to make it a law.
An interesting side note is, how many signatures do you need? I mean, you got to pay people to get signatures, but how many do you need? So you look at the votes for all candidates for Secretary of State in the last election, right? How many candidates were there on all sides? And you got to get 5% of those votes for the Secretary of State. That's how you do it. Joining us live right now is Don from Colorado Springs. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering what the statute of limitations is on collecting a bill.
Okay. If it's a liquidated amount, it's 6 years. And if it's an unliquidated amount, it's probably 3 years. So it's going to depend on how it is. And when I say liquidated, if it's an amount that nobody argues, that they say this is the amount, and we all know what the amount of the bill is, then it's going to be 6 years that they can, the statute of limitations. If there's a dispute over the amount, or if nobody has calculated the amount and come to the amount, then it's going to get shortened, because obviously they want to get, they don't want the evidence hanging out that's going to be talking about how you determine the amount.
What is your situation, Don?
I did some work on a house. It was on a real estate transaction to get it ready for the sale. And the bill was supposed to be paid through the title company, and they did not pay it. And so we contacted the seller, and they agreed that they owed it. And they moved out of state, and now they're not responding to emails or texts or anything.
How long ago was the bill?
Right.
It's been about 9 months now.
Oh, you got plenty of time. And why didn't the title company withhold the money at the closing?
Well, they were supposed to, but from what the selling real estate agent said, there was a drop somewhere, and somebody dropped the ball on it, and then I need to go after the homeowner.
But you do understand you had a mechanic's lien, right? You could have filed a mechanic's lien in the beginning, right?
I did not know that in the beginning. I found that out afterwards.
Okay, and there's certain time provisions for filing the mechanic's lien, and then you got to give 10 days notice that you're going to do it. Okay, so that's water under the bridge. Just so everybody knows, you can, when you do the work on the property, you can file a mechanic's lien, and then it doesn't matter if the title company didn't pay you, and if there was a mistake and the brokers didn't get it done, that sort of thing. But now you're 9 months down the river. You can still do something about it. And interestingly enough, even though they moved out of state, they were here, they were residents, they did business here under the long-arm statute in Colorado. What does that mean? That means you have jurisdiction over them here. You don't have to go to their state to bring an action. You can bring an action and a legal action and a lawsuit right here in Colorado, and they've got to come to your backyard now to defend it. Most of the time, they don't want to do that.
Don, how much are you talking about?
Yeah.
$1,700.
Okay. Let's get your name and number. I'm going to tell you how to do a small claims or a county court matter. This week we'll talk to you about how to do that. The property, the sellers and the people who owe you the money might think a whole lot different if they realize you're going to have a judgment against their credit, that they're going to have a judgment hanging out. And even it, you know, you're going to be able to give them notice out there, get them served. They're, as Gary said, they're in the jurisdiction and venue of this, of Colorado Springs, I think is where you're at, or wherever it would be in Colorado. So give us your name and number, and we'll help you, buddy.
Now that we might even send them a letter and say, you know, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, here's the money you owe. So we'll be glad to help you, Don.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. Just give Kevin your information, and you will hear from us.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Bell and Pollock Legal Show, we're here for you. Right now we're going to talk to Paul from Denver. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Well, guys, here's the situation. So my girlfriend works at Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And she they hired a service, and it's not, I don't know, it's some sort of a convenience service that helps out the employees. Like she needed her car taken over to the dealer to have some, you know, some work done to it.
Right.
And this service that the hospital hired, the person who took the car wrecked the car.
Oh, incredible.
And you know, there's damage on the side, there's damage underneath. They pulled the camera footage from the parking garage.
Right.
And there's no damage as he's driving out of the parking lot. And then they pull the footage at the dealer, and they can't see that side of the car. So there's no way to prove what happened here. And he swears up and down he didn't wreck the car. But, I mean, you know, the dealer was 10 minutes away, and it took the guy 45 minutes to get there.
Something's wrong, isn't it?
No, that doesn't add up, does it, Paul?
No, it certainly doesn't. And then Children's is saying, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You know.
Oh yeah, right. Well, yeah, they always say that, but you just entered into a situation called a bailment situation, and it's a higher duty of care when you have a bailment situation. I think we can help you. They're always going to deny that, but I think we can give you some help.
When your girlfriend had him get the car and stuff, did she sign any paperwork?
I don't believe so.
Check and find out, Paul. We're going to get your number before you're off the air here, and we're going to know, and we're going to talk to you. Check and see if she had any paperwork, if the flyers or the information she got concerning being able to use the service had any paperwork, if anything was signed at all. And if she did, we need copies of it, okay?
Okay.
And the reason is sometimes they say you're going to waive this, you're going to waive that. Sometimes they say you can't file a lawsuit. Sometimes they say you're going to force you into arbitration. And there's ways to approach this. And we're so glad you called, because I think we're going to be able to help you. And sometimes an attorney demand letter to these people opens their eyes.
Yeah, I think.
Well, and what she was saying, too, is that, you know, she doesn't want to have to sue Children's Hospital. I mean, she's worked there 21 years.
Well, I don't think she'd be doing that.
Years of her life. I mean, and I just think it's really messed up that they're not stepping up to help her.
Well, and the delivery service, the service they hired, usually Children's Hospital is going to have a contract with that service saying that
right.
if they do anything wrong or if they have a problem or if they wreck the cars, they have to pay for it, not Children's Hospital. So we may be able to get her completely away from having to deal with her
yeah.
employer.
I wouldn't worry about that part. But even if there's no contract that says, by Children's Hospital, that says they're responsible, the third-party service is responsible, the law says they're responsible.
And you got a driver who's responsible.
Hello?
Somebody drove that vehicle
yeah.
and got in a crash.
Well, and that's kind of what I thought, too. And, you know, and she's just been, you know, she's just gone up higher and higher and higher, and the bosses are trying to talk to these people. And it just, I mean, I'm just so pissed off about it. It's like, I mean,
take it easy on your language, Paul.
Let us take care of it.
They're using yeah, what right. I think is the ostrich defense, right? The ostrich defense. That's what I call it. They stick your head in the sand and just maybe Paul will go away.
And I yeah. share your feelings about it, Paul.
I'm going to put you on hold, Paul. Give Kevin your number. We'll contact you. We'll help you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
You're welcome. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Our Champions of the People Injury Show today, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock on 850 KOA. 10 to 11, Champions of the People Injury Show. We educate and advocate at Bell and Pollock. And why? Why? Because we are your champions of the people.